Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, yo, check 1, 2. Yo, this is Flavor Flav for my man, Matt Terrio. And you are listening to the epic real estate investing show. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't learn to invest here, I can't do nothing for you, man.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Alrighty, so I'm going to show you some new mass marketing strategies just for real estate investors, investors like us. And I'm specifically speaking to the idea of broadcasting. Well, I suppose it's just one strategy, but there are a few ways that you can do it. You know, with the advancement of technology like email, text, and voice, we can now broadcast our helpful solution-based message to the masses with literally the click of a button, but not how you might be thinking. As I've seen many real estate investors do this wrong and end up getting a bunch of angry replies, a bunch of low-quality replies or confused people replying, or it's been done wrong for so long that Joe Public is wising up and they're not responding at all. But when you do it right, nobody gets angry. People are very clear as to why they're replying, and they actually reply because you give them an irresistible reason to do so. And it all has to do with the message that is sent and when it is sent. You see, the goal of the broadcast message is to get your ideal prospect to call you to discuss the sale of their house. So I'm going to give you 5 points to making your broadcast compel motivated sellers to call you. So first, we're going to do is work on the type of message that you want to send. The second thing is I'm going to show you how to send it. The third is who to send it to. And the fourth thing is when to send it. And then fifth, I'm going to give you a success tip, basically, on how to improve your broadcast effectiveness. And this part, this fifth tip, it's something most people, they totally screw up. But when you know this and when you know how to do it, you're not going to screw it up. Okay, so let's start. Number one, the message. And I call this the EPIC message framework. And in this framework, the word EPIC is an acronym. The E stands for expects a reply, meaning in our message, we're going to include an irresistible reason for the person to respond to your broadcast. The P stands for personal, meaning we're going to make it personal, as if we're talking directly to that one specific person receiving your broadcast. The I stands for integrity, meaning we're not going to put anything in our message that we're not willing to genuinely back up and follow through on. And the C stands for concise, meaning we're going to keep it short and to the point. We're not going to burden the person with a long speech or a long sales pitch. So I'll give you some examples, and then once you see how all four of these bases are covered in the example, you'll be able to create your own. Or you can just use mine too. Go ahead and swipe them, steal them, use them in your market. Okay. Example number one. Hey, my assistant is heading to the post office shortly with the cash offer on your house, and I'm not sure if we have the right mailing address. Would you please call me back at your number to make sure I don't send it to the wrong place? Got it? So let's see if we checked all the boxes. It expects a reply because the offer is going out and we don't want to send it to the wrong place. Okay. It also is personal. The message assumes that we already know each other. It is of integrity, you will indeed get an offer out to them if they call you back, and it is concise, it's short, and it's to the point. Here's another example, number two. Hey, it's Matt, and I believe we spoke not too long ago. I think it was about the house that you have for sale, and your name had just popped up on my screen, and it looks like you might have fallen through the cracks. I feel terrible, and I'd like to make it up to you by sending a fair all-cash offer with a quicker closing date to you in the next mail pickup. Give me a call at blank, and I'll make it a priority. So again, it expects a reply, right? It's an all-cash offer with a quicker closing date. That's going to get a reply. It's personal. The message mentions that we likely spoke not too long ago. It is of integrity. You will indeed send them an all-cash offer with a quicker closing date if they call you back. And it's concise. It's short. It's to the point. Doesn't waste any time. And that's about as long as you'd want to make any of your messages. So here's one more example. And an approach that we use when we can is to incorporate a current event like housing inventory updates or interest rate changes. It might sound something like this. Example number three. Hey, this is Matt, and I don't know if you've been watching the news, but the new policy being put in place by the president is likely to put some limitations on my buying power. I'm reaching out to you to see if we can close on your house sooner. Give me a call at blank, and I'll be able to get your money to you sooner also. Again, all boxes are checked, right? So that's the epic message. So it's just much nicer than the recorded, hey there, stop what you're doing. This is going to be the most important phone call you've ever received. That type of message, because we've all received those countless times before. And what do? We just hang up on them, don't we? All right, so now that we have our message, how are we going to broadcast it? So two, the delivery vehicle. So the three easiest ways are by either email, text message, or ringless voicemail. And with some slight modifications, it'll work with also, say, door hangers or flyers or post-it notes when canvassing your neighborhoods in your market. So let's go through these though. First, email. We've been pleasantly surprised by the response of these epic messages via email. You can broadcast your email message for free through Gmail using the GMAS plugin, or you can sign up for an email marketing service like MailChimp or AWeber, or you can send through your CRM if it has that feature. That's what we do. We use REI solutions for that. Second, text message. So you can do the same using a multitude of text broadcast services, sending your epic message to motivated sellers' cell phones. We used to use easytexting.com, which was fine. It works perfectly, and it was cheap. And then we switched to callfire.com because it had a few more bells and whistles. And today we send it through REI Solutions, I believe. It has this texting feature also. And so I'll keep the list below current with texting services that you can use because they pop up with new bells and whistles all the time, new services. So we'll keep that current below. And the third, there's ringless voicemail. So in case you don't know, ringless voicemail is a service that sends a recorded voicemail. In this case, your epic message and your voice straight to the cell phone voicemail inboxes of motivated sellers or whoever's on your list, as the name implies, without ringing the phone. And then right on the motivated seller's phone screen, they'll see that they've missed a call, but the phone never rang. But they have a message, your message. So with the cell phone being in just about everyone's world these days, the text and ringless voicemail has almost a 100% open rate. And there's a service called Sly Broadcast that will do this for you. And the feature is also built into REI Solutions, coincidentally. In fact, REI Solutions can do all of this, the email, the text, and the ringless voicemail broadcast. And then now number three, the recipient. Who are we going to send these epic messages to? And this is key. So first we'll have to assume that you have your prospect's email and phone numbers. And if you don't, I'll touch on that as I explain the who, okay? Option number one, you can buy a list of property owners with problems, just in the same way that you would with your direct mail, the death, disease, divorce, drugs, the code violations, tax liens, all that stuff, the same type of list that you'd send your direct mail to. And you could even stack it in the same way. And then have the list skip traced at a place like Epic Skip Tracing. And there's a lot of different skip tracing services. It's where they go and they look up the phone numbers attached to names and addresses. And I'll keep that list current below as well. And so how this works is you send your list over with Epic Skip Tracing. This works really good if you got a lot of return direct mail. You'll just go ahead and send your list over to the good people at epicskiptracing.com. And what they'll do is they'll send back to you a list of phone numbers that match up with the people on your list. All right. And then what you can do is you can go to a service like, I think it's called Pipl, PIPL.com, and you can import the phone numbers that you just received, and they'll send back corresponding emails. And there's probably other ways to do this, but that's how we do it. Again, I'll keep the list below current as those services, they change frequently. All right, so that's the first who. Option number two of who to broadcast to is those that have called you in the past. So you can acquire a brand new list of people that you've never talked to and just start creating some new opportunity. Or what I think is even a better quality list are the people that have actually called you in the past. They didn't leave a message, and you've yet to be able to get them on the phone yourself. So if you're using a call capture phone system like CallRail or CallFire, you'll have a record of everyone that has responded via phone to one of your marketing pieces or advertisements. Again, we use, can you guess? Yeah, REI Solutions for our call capture service. It does it all. So those are the two options for who you're going to send your broadcast to. You may think of more, but that's the who we are currently sending our broadcast to. Alrighty? Now, the timing. When do you send the broadcasts? Well, if you're sending to your cold mailing list, I'd recommend sending your broadcast right around the time you expect your direct mail to land in their mailbox. It's pretty easy to tell, too, because when you send out a direct mail campaign, you're going to know when it lands as you'll start to receive phone calls. Like, you'll start to get a higher call volume and it's coming through your phone. You're like, oh, I guess the direct mail just landed. So have your broadcast prepared in advance and send it as soon as you get your very first call. And consider modifying your epic message to make reference to the direct mail piece that you sent. Something like, hi, we haven't met, but I sent you a letter in a blue envelope a few days ago about your property, and it should have arrived today. After you read it, you'll find my number in the letter. Now, that's timing, right? So you've said, hey, go to your mailbox. I sent you a letter. Describe to them what it looks like. I put it in a blue envelope, for example. After you read it, my number's inside. Give me a call. So you've created kind of some mystery around it, right? So they're definitely going to the mailbox. They're definitely going to notice that blue letter. You know, you're also addressing all of those five commandments of direct mail that we talked about, and you're leaving it a mystery. They don't even know what it's about, so they're actually going to read it. Okay, so that's good timing. That's a good use of the broadcast. And so just imagine the seller receiving both a ringless voicemail and an email of sound telling them to go and check their mailbox. So the right motivated sellers will go straight to their mailbox to look for that letter. Regarding the people that have called you in the past and didn't leave a message, and you've yet to get them on the phone, we send them multiple broadcasts monthly. We'll send them a ringless voicemail on the first Monday of the month, and we'll send them a text broadcast on the third Monday of the month, you know, trying to compel them to call us back. And what we've done recently is to incorporate both the text broadcast and the ringless voicemail, REI Solutions, they call it stealth mail, by the way, into an automated follow-up sequence that REI Solutions also allows us to do. So when they call, they can be put right in their own little program sequence, and you can have it go up, I think you can go up to over a year. So we'll just automatically call, and as soon as they call back, then it'll drop them out of the sequence because now you got them on the phone. So someone calls on one of our marketing pieces, REI Solutions captures that phone number, and if they don't leave a message, 10 minutes later, REI Solutions sends a stealth mail saying something like, sorry you missed me when you called. I was on the other line. I'm available right now if you'd like to discuss your property, and my number is, insert your number. And then, so after they receive that, if they don't call back within 15 more minutes, they get a text message that reads something like, I think it says, hey, I've got to run out for a while. If you're looking for a fast cash offer on your property, click this link and then I'll get it to you as soon as I get back. I shouldn't be long. And that link, what that link does, and that shows up in their text message, it takes them to our motivated seller landing page, of which we have a remarketing pixel there. And now our online ads chase them all over the internet, just like Amazon is probably chasing you right now with that what you just looked at on their site. So that's for another video lesson, though. But anyway, those are the three different examples of timing your broadcasts. They work really, really well all by themselves, and even better in conjunction with your other marketing efforts. All right, so number five, as promised up front, this is the, I think, is a key success tip. So what I want you to do is I want you to ditch whatever salesman, saleswoman bone or instinct that you have in your body with these broadcasts. I don't want you to be a salesperson. I don't want you to feel you have to, you know, you don't have to be salesy. Meaning, if it's an email or a text broadcast, just type it as if you were sending an email or text to your best friend or your cousin. If it's a stealth voicemail, record your message in the same tone as if you were leaving a message for your mom. Because imperfect is better than perfect when it comes to what you type or say in your broadcasts. You want to have it feel like it's arriving from somebody that they know, not that it's some marketing or promotional message, right? So if you don't get it perfect, that's probably going to work better. And just pay attention to the EPIC formula, right? It expects a reply. It's personal, has integrity. And I think maybe even what's also important is, or really important, is just have it being short and concise. You don't write big, giant, long messages to your friends or your relatives, right? You keep nice and short, and they're very personal. So when you're creating these messages to broadcast, think of them like that, all right? Can you do this? You can, right? So when will you begin? God bless to your success. Now, go make it rain. Take care.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.